It's episode 32 of Hens in the Morning. Hello. Happy New Year. Springtime. Oh boy. Hello. Welcome to Hens in the Morning. Oh, it's been a while. It's May the 4th, 2023, would you believe? The time is 8:38 a.m. And as I mentioned, it's May the 4th. That is known as Star Wars Day to some of you, but not me. Not a big Star Wars fan. It's a bit far-fetched. I am in the orchard. It's a beautiful day. Sun is shining. There's blossom. It's just about hanging on to the tree still. A light breeze has just picked up, but I'm not too cold. I am wearing shorts. Second time of the year. It's too early, but I am wearing shorts because I think... Well, I'm wearing shorts because I got too hot wearing jeans on Sunday, and I thought, I know, I'm going to wear shorts, but really it's not warm enough for shorts. I'm just sort of wearing them to try and trick myself, pretend that I'm happy. Anyway, I'm in the orchard, as mentioned. I can see a couple of peahens just walking around. There's birdsong in the trees, but no hens. No. And not only are there no hens, there's no hen garden. Yes, I'm standing on the site that was once the famous hen garden, and there are no hens, no hen house, no electric fence, just a sort of patch of soil where the grass is yet to regrow, where their hen house used to be. But don't worry, you're not tuned into a hencast without the chickens. They have moved location, still on site. Come with me. I've got my wheelbarrow full of stuff. Listen to this. Corn, pellets, battery, bucket, and various other paraphernalia. Yeah, come with me. Let's take a walk down the hill to the new hen garden. Now, I say new, it's been like this for several months, but I just haven't had the desire to do any hen casts over the last, I don't know, 5-6 months, however long it's been. Yeah, various reasons why that I won't bother you with. So I'm walking away from the orchard, and I'm walking towards the lake and the pond. Two separate entities of water, one large, one small. And I'm looking out over the lake, and let me tell you, I can see female mallard with about 7 chicks. What a treat to start the day. They are just waddling on the grass towards the lake, and yep, they've just plopped in. That's a treat. I can see a moorhen I can see a few grey geese, a coot. Beautiful. What a treat. The joys of spring. The calm water. Only ripples made by moving birds. Otherwise it would be dead still. Right now, it's still quite early in the morning, so I'm getting lovely long shadows. And, oh, I don't know if you heard that, that is a peacock. He's knocking around, can't see him, but I'm sure he'll make an appearance at some point today. Anyway, I'm walking past the lake, down the hill, past the pond. Currently no birds on the pond at the moment, but occasionally I see some ducks and some geese. Making my way into what I'm going to call a field. Open gate number one. Just listen out for the chickens. Morning, ladies. So I'm in a large field, and this is known as the pig field, because we have a pig. Have had this pig for ages, but hasn't really made an appearance on Hens in the Morning. Big male pig, lives on his own, and if I just go into his little field, he shares a field with the hens. The hens still have an electric fence for their own little secure community. And here I am, I'm in the brand new hen garden. So brand new, it's brand new to Hens in the Morning. It's probably a few months old now, but just haven't been asked to update you with what in the past would be, you know, emergency hencast worthy material, but these days hencasts are few and far between. I don't know if, you know, in the future we'll look back at this period of time as a sort of the dry years, like a bit of a drought in terms of content, who knows, or there's a chance that it'll just sort of peter out naturally and this is the rate that they'll come. Sporadic. Talking sporadic, I'm throwing the corn on the floor in a, I'm going to say sporadic way. So that really makes sense, but I've committed now. Deborah, she's just pecking the ground. She's looking glossy and glorious. And Jane is looking a little bit fluffy. I don't know if she's molting or if she's been pecked. I should know by now what the difference is. But as you know, listeners, I am no expert in hen husbandry. I am just a hencaster. Just a regular hencaster. So, how long's that been? It's already been about 9 minutes. Christ. Right. Let's crack on with the hencast then. I'll access the notes section on my phone and just see which is the best thing to start the hencast with. Ooh, it says here jowl definition. 1. A fold of flesh hanging from the jaw, as of a very fat person. 2. The meat of the cheek of a hog. 3. The dewlap of cattle. 4. The wattle of fowls. That's from dictionary.com. J-O-W-L, jowl. Now, the reason that's there, I think, was just because I was looking at my reflection one day and was depressed to see the state of my jowl, and thought it would be quite a funny thing to read out the definition of. Now, what is particularly funny and slightly, I suppose, coincidental is, yes, the definition, a fold of flesh hanging from the jaw, that's what drew me to look up said word. But I don't know why I included 2, the meat of a cheek of hog, but there is a pig in this field. 3, the dewlap of cattle. There are 3 cows somewhere around. Can't quite see them, but they're in one of these fields. And 4, the wattle of fowls. And, you know, I am amongst some top-notch hens. I don't know if they've all got jowls or if it's just Blossom the cockerel. He's got a great jowl. Anyway, it's all good content. Next, I'm going to skip to Jogganogger. Just fancy a game of Jogganogger. For those of you who were around in the early 2000s to play that game, yeah, what a lot of fun. Bring it back. I'd like to apologise for the attempt at a short story from the last episode. I have to admit, writing short stories is more tricky to do well than I had expected. I listened back and I was ashamed of writing. Really not a good story. I'm tempted to go back and remove it, but again, don't know if I can be bothered. It's out there now. I suppose it wouldn't really be in keeping with the true Hencast spirit to alter the output. I'm in the Hen Conservatory. You can probably hear the roof flapping around, but I'm just standing inside. All the hens are outside, pecking the ground, pecking the grass, pecking the corn that I put down for them. But I'm just in here for good times, really. I've still got a bucket of corn in my hands, so I'm going to sprinkle that on the ground and see if any of them... Yeah, Julie's coming. But yeah, so that short story, I don't think I'm going to pursue a career in literature. Good luck to you, if that's your bag. I just think there's no point, personally. Yeah. Mamma mia! Shout out to a friend of the show, Evan Davis. Hope you're doing well. Those of you who follow me on Twitter will have seen the interaction between him and me. Great banter over. He was on doing his Radio 4 show, and I tweeted him saying, "Oh, leave the Hencasting to us." And yeah, he liked it. Really good stuff. So do please respond to my emails though, Evan, if you do want to come on the show. It's a serious offer. You will be reimbursed for your time in free range eggs. Next on my list, it says, really struggling to buy quiche at the moment. And that is a bit of anecdotal, observational or should I say, I was going to say observational comedy. I'd say just an observation. Last few times I've been in the supermarket, there hasn't been any quiche on the shelves. Not sure why, but just thought I haven't heard or read anything about that, the shortage. I don't know if it's like a conspiracy or anything like that, but if anyone knows, do get in touch with the show at Hens in the Morn on Twitter. If you're struggling to find quiche in the supermarkets, it's all good. Nelson Mandela is a true hero of mine. Just got his name written down here. I did a project about Nelson Mandela when I was in year 7 or 8. It wasn't year 7, might have been year 8 or 9. Got a headmaster's commendation for that one. Thanks to my mum for helping me with that. Real hero of mine, and no real reason to talk about him, but I just think Nelson Mandela is probably the greatest human of all time. And he should be recognised a bit more, and he has been. You can tell I'm rusty. I feel very rusty. I do not feel loose at all, I have to be honest. I don't know if it's because I'm rushing or it's been a while. So apologies if the vibe's a bit funny. It is the first Hencast in this new environment, and I don't know, maybe it's just not the same. Maybe it just hasn't got that magic of the old spot. Philippa, she's just having a drink. I've not even refreshed the water yet. In fact, yeah, it doesn't need changing, I only did it 2 days ago. That'll be alright until next week, will it? I know that'll need doing. Okay, got to do that later. I'm not going to have a Hench Chicken's Life interval, because logistically it's a little bit more of a faff for me to program, and so shan't be doing that. There's a pheasant over there. Oh, gosh. Wow, real deja vu. Remember Adrian? Yeah, used to hang out in this field. Those of you who know me know I'm a member of a sports team. I play sport once a week, well, once a week on Saturdays, and training is on Tuesdays. Probably played for that team about 5 years, maybe more. And what's great is one of the chaps there, who hasn't really acknowledged me for the first few years, proper alpha man. We're going to call him Dave. That's not his real name. Alpha Dave. Good player. Popular guy. Extremely confident. Tall. Strong. He called me Fergus the other day. I sort of smiled. Didn't want to correct him. Didn't want to embarrass him. But it's nice to know that he's acknowledging me now. Just calling me by a name. Who, I mean, I don't sound something like Pat, but I quite like the name Fergus. Could be worse. I've been called worse. That's what they say. But yeah, good guy, good mate of mine. Can't wait for the next. Scrap we have on the sports pitch. Pleased to say that I have been contacted by BBC to be, get this, the third choice reserve host for the One Show next month. Yeah, so if Jermaine Genius and Ronan Keating are ill, just turn on your TV at 7 p.m. and You never know, we might be making a surprise TV appearance. Just saying. That's actually confidential, so please keep that amongst yourselves, guys. So, I'd like to say congrats to the Lionesses. The women's England football team. Bit of a late reaction this, but congratulations for winning the Euros. God, so pleased. Yeah, what an achievement. Absolutely brilliant. You know what? For how many years is it football's coming home? How many years we've heard that? 30 years of her, 40 years, whatever, 50 years, football's coming home. I mean, the bloody men's team. The women are like, oh, football's coming home. We just went and did it. And I thought, oh, God, thank you. You know, Russo! what brilliant scenes. So, yeah, congrats to Russo and the rest of them. You're all absolute legends, genuinely. I was going to say, if you want to come on the show, you can. And, yeah, that still stands. I suppose the only hesitation, the only reason I hesitated was because to have a whole squad in the Hen Garden would be a little bit, might be a bit intense for the hens. So we probably, what we'd do is we'd get the team coach parked up probably sort of a few hundred yards out of the way, and then one by one, if you wanted to come in, or maybe do like little groups of four or five at a time. Yeah, that'll probably be the best way of doing it. Yeah. Hopefully you can hear some of that bird song. It's a glorious morning. Oh, I've been invited to a wedding, which is always nice. Nice to know that there's people out there who are keen to share their happy times with you. So thank you for that invite. The reason I'm mentioning that is he's invited me. And he hasn't written it down as such, not in writing, but what he has implied, or what I've taken from that is, let's just say, bring your guitar, and, you know, of course I will do anything for you, pal. I mean, I wouldn't mind enjoying the day, relaxing, having a couple of beers. But if you want me to play guitar, of course I'll do it. I can always have a few beers afterwards. Sign a few beer mats or whatever order of services people might want signing. I've been practicing. So, got my whole back catalogue nailed down. Know all off by heart. I suppose, in a way, I mean, it's not for me to say that I'm a celebrity, but it'll be nice to have someone of my stature there at the wedding. It'd be nice for the guests, like the ordinary people, just to think, oh, it's him from that podcast. Yeah, great stuff. Thanks for the invite. Message received, and yes, I'll be there. Yes, I will bring my guitar and my amp and my loop pedal and any other pedals that I might have. With regards to the rider, just some fizzy water and a banana. Be great. Yeah. I am exhausted. It's very tiring at the moment, being me. Children, innit? Anyway, here are the hens. Right, that'll be enough for today. Who knows when this will next be out? When the next one will be done? It's not goodbye forever, but it's goodbye for now, and it might be goodbye forever. You just don't know. I know not to commit. Jesus Christ. In the morning.